Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. Wow, this is weird. My headset's been locking on to Audacity the very first time, and that hasn't ever happened, except for the last two times I've recorded. It's very bizarre. Maybe Microsoft uploaded a patch or something, but it's really bizarre. So, went to the physical today, and I'm fat. Yep, that's why I'm fat. And I knew that, but he sugarcoats it. I'm like, you don't need to sugarcoat it. You don't need to say, well, you're slightly overweight. You say you're fucking obese, man. I am obese. I'm only 5'2". It's ridiculous how much I weigh. But hopefully the cold is over with, and the gout's under control, and I could start exercising like I normally do. Like this morning, we went for a good mile walk, and me and Harley, it was pretty brisk, but it was a good walk. And then I got on the elliptical. I fixed the elliptical, which I've been putting off. We have this elliptical that has these bars that you can take off and then like fold it up. And there's this little cylinder that keeps breaking. And the last time it happened, I ordered a bunch of them. And I've been waiting for this one to break. And the other day I was on the elliptical and that thing like snapped in half and I just heard chink. And I was like, oh shit, I better replace this one. So I got around to replacing it. And I started watching Infinity War again. It's weird because I was on this Runaways like thing. And then I got sick. And I didn't feel like watching TV. I really didn't feel like watching a TV program. So the next time I went on the elliptical this week, which is I'm starting to get back into the groove of things, trying to breathe. I still have that sharp cough, but I'm able to breathe all right. And I was like, I want to rewatch Venom. And I popped in the Blu-ray. I'm a guy who loves physical media. Watched Venom and I think it was two sessions of the elliptical. And I was like, I really like this movie. I really like the guy who did the voice for Venom. I mean, I love the banter when Eddie and Venom were talking. It's like I envisioned it to be. I thought it was a really solid movie. I really enjoyed it. And I saw it again, so I watched it again and I was like, what am I gonna watch next? Do I wanna go back and finish Runaways? 'Cause I love it. I just don't feel like watching a program. And I mean, the only one I'm caught up on is Gifted right now. I'm starting to fall behind in Flash and Supergirl and Arrow again, and they all got renewed. Even my favorite, Legends of Tomorrow. I was really surprised because that guy has like, I mean, there's a few of us online that have good taste and like that. Martin's one of them, and Kirk is also a fan of Legends of Tomorrow. So it is his favorite program of DC. And it is my favorite CW program, but I can't say that it's above and beyond like Runaways and Cloak and Dagger and some of the other shows I'm watching. Gotham is one of my favorites. Krypton. But it's definitely my favorite CW. And it's weird because Black Lightning was high up there, and this season it's kind of gone to my least favorite. But I just didn't want to watch TV, so I started watching Infinity War, which is the Avengers Infinity War. I watched it the second time, and I'm really enjoying that. I'm up to the part where Thanos has Gamora, and he's gonna kill her. Yeah, I think that movie's really solid. One of the favorite scenes I have is when the Black Order, all the Black Order, order stuff is pretty awesome, but they have that, like, I don't even know their names, but they have the female and that one guy with the hood, which is probably the most iconic looking guy from the Black Order, go after Vision and Scarlet Witch, and then Cap shows up with Falcon and Black Widow. I just love that scene. I absolutely love that scene. And I really love the scene where Iron Man is on the ship, and I forget what his name is, the guy who can control like organic stuff and throw all kinds of stuff, and he was torturing Doctor Strange. I think his name is Black something, but he was torturing Doctor Strange, and Iron Man comes and looks like, what is Iron Man gonna do? You know, he's like, I'm gonna kill your friend. Spider-Man's there. I thought Spider-Man would have like tried, as Tony's distracted him, you know, Spider-Man would try to free Doctor Strange. But instead, he gave an Iron Man, you know, blast from his gauntlet and shot the side of the wall, and it just sucked him out. And I'm like, that's pretty fucking badass. I mean, it's really badass. And Thanos' philosophy about, you know, reducing population to keep things from growing and expanding is an interesting concept, but it's not nothing new. It's Ra's al Ghul has the same Vandal Savage. In order for things to last, their philosophy is you have to kill off some of it. Kill off the weak. But yeah, I'm getting back into the. But I just wish the doctor was honest. I used to have this doctor called Hammerstrom, and he was my favorite doctor ever because he would say, he'd put fear into you. He was real. He was like, if you don't get that taken care of, you'll probably die in 5 years. You know, certain things like that. He wouldn't sugarcoat anything. And the other thing I want to talk about is I have a friend. He's a coworker. I never say where I work, and I don't want to say where I work, but we worked together many, many years, and he's in Florida and far away from me, but he contacted me, you know, one day, and he said he likes to ex do different things. I kind of I like what he does with his life. He experiments on different diets. He likes to do stuff. He likes to spend like 1 month doing bicycling or 1 month, you know, reading books. And he said, you know, I've never tried comics. And he asked me for some recommendations. And I just spur of the moment just started naming things I enjoy. And I want to get him on the show, like Mike M's Collector's Corner, just to see what it is. How what he thought about these comics for somebody that hasn't, I mean, he's watched some movies and stuff, of course, but he's never read comic books. So it'll be really interesting to poke around in that realm, because not too many people do you run into that just haven't experienced comics at all. The closest I got is, you know, talking to my wife back in high school, and she, you know, she never read comics before, but I would throw some comics her way, and she's read comics here and there, mostly Vertigo stuff, Zenescope. But after Fables kind of ended, and Jack of Fables, she kind of DMZ, she kind of like faded off and just rather read her novels, and that's perfectly cool. But it should be interesting. I want to do that, and we're planning on it. We're talking. I think he's got to get Skype, and we got to get going. And I don't know if it'll be a real short episode or a real long one, because I really don't know. He might hate my format because he's more of a professional person than I am. Like I do stuff 'cause I enjoy it, but I don't like give a shit about the sound or the quality. And it probably drives a lot of people away from my podcast, but you know what? I really don't care. I do this because I enjoy it. This is kind of like a blog, and if people listen, that's great. And if people don't, that's great too, because my voice is out there, and I could always go back and listen, or somebody can find it and listen. Maybe 10 years from now they'll find it. I don't know. But the other thing is, we haven't been to the movies. We usually go to the movies every week. And Barb's got sick now because of me. There was really nothing. I was so contagious. I was sneezing and coughing. I mean, if she didn't catch anything, it would have been like an act of God, even though I would use antibacterial stuff. And I was there was just stuff everywhere. It was bad. But hopefully she's coming over the cold, because we still have to see Glass. There, I mean, there's a lot of movies that I really want to see, that Laurel and Hardy, but it's only showing downtown, and I hate going downtown. So I'll probably wait for Blu-ray. I'll probably buy that movie because I'm a huge fan of Laurel and Hardy. Matter of fact, I have that Laurel and Hardy DC comic number one on my watch list on mycomicshop.com. It's been there for 2 years and it's never had a bite. I don't know if it's rare or what, but I want to complete those Welcome Back Carters so bad too. So, I was going to talk a little bit about Advance Comics. And this was the competitor to Diamond Previews. And this one would come in a bag, like a polypropylene bag. It was sealed. And it would have like prototype cards. Like this one had a card of what is this? A Mike Ploog card from some set he did. And it's a pretty awesome card. And then it had a prototype card set from Ultraverse, and then the new Marvel set, trading cards. And in this time in the 90s, cards were pretty popular. Sports cards and comic cards. As a matter of fact, I got really into them in college. Barb, a matter of fact, the one thing that Barb had fun doing it with me is we would buy a whole box of comic cards, and then we'd open up the packets and then, organize them by sequence and see what holograms we got and all that stuff. And I did that for several years with DC and Marvel cards and Valiant cards. I think I have Plasm cards. I don't remember for sure if I do. That might be the only thing I'm missing from Defiant. Because the first comic of Plasm was a binder with the cards. The comic was told that way. If you wanted the first issue, you had to go the route of the cards. And so they would put those card things in this magazine. And this one features on the cover Ultra Force. It has Prime looking really funky, like when he was a bully. Prototype Topaz. I can't remember the girl in the pink. Was her name Chastity? Hard Case and Ghoul, I believe. And on the back cover, we had Ivar Timewalker premiering with a number one. So if we just open it up, it's got the intro stuff and interviews. It's got some Vampirotica previews. That's something I don't think I ever have. Interviews with Dennis Kitchen, Rick Hullberg, Alan Davis, some clandestine previews. And then it's kind of like really previews. And then you get into Marvel, which at this time it had a bunch of different like divisions and subdivisions of comics, and this was their all ages line, and I don't think I got anything from this particular line. I had, that time they were doing like Aladdin. That's interesting because now that Disney owns it. Barbie Fashion, Beauty and the Beast, G.I. Joe 153. So you know roughly about where it was, near totally near cancellation. Gru the Wanderer, Little Mermaid, G.I. Joe Transformers Generation 2. And then you got into the Marvel part, which was media humor. Like Beavis and Butthead, Ren and Stimpy, Rocko's Modern Life. You got into media action adventure, Blake 7 1994 special, Blake 7 yearbook. I don't even know what that is, but it's British TV. Conan Classic, Conan Saga, Conan the Adventure. I don't think I own any of those. I do own some Conan the Adventure. Doctor Who Classic Comics, Doctor Who Yearbook, Savage Sword of Conan was still going on with 226. What didn't they weren't doing like a Conan the Barbarian proper. You even had Marvel Music Division, which you had Alice Cooper, Last Temptation of Alice, and you had Bob Marley, Tale of the Tuff Gong Book. And then you had the Avengers double feature, Avengers Yesterday Quest, Captain America, Official Index to the Avengers, Thor, Thunderstrike double feature, Cosmic Powers, this is your space books, you had Galactic Guardians. That one might be an interesting one to pick up. Guardians of the Galaxy, I have a full run of that. Silver Surfer, I have some, but not a lot of it. A Warlock and the Infinity Watch. I've been working on that run. I'm getting close. Force Works. I have a full run of that. Iron Man was in that. Marvel Comics Presents. That's one I'd like to finish at some point. War Machine. That was a Len Kaminsky one. I don't know how I'm doing on War Machine. I don't know if I bought that. Probably not. This is War Machine, 1994 to 1996. It says I have none. That is interesting because I remember that first cover, the Ambrose cover. War Machine second series, that one I have all of. That's the Dark Reign. And then the other one was, there was another one that came out that was black and white. But I didn't have any of this, so that might be something to look out for, War Machine. And then in the Marvel Universe section, you have Black Wolf, which I don't even know what that is. And a lot of these comics were the $1.50 just to give you a ballpark range. Clandestine number one, foil stamp cover. I don't think I own that. But I've never been a Alan Davis guy. I remember this one. The cover looks pretty awesome. Let's see what if I have any of this. Yeah, I've got nothing of that. I skipped it altogether. And the second series, never got into it. You had Ecto Kid Unleashed, which I don't have. There's so many of these I don't have. Daredevil, I have a full run of. Death of Captain Marvel, I had. That's just a reprint. Darkhawk. I know I started buying some of these, but I don't know if I ever went and finished it. If I know how to spell it. Darkhawk. Let's see what we got. I have a run up all the way to issue 29, and then I'm missing 30 through 50, and I have the final issue, 51, for some strange reason. Oh, because that came out as a one-shot many years later. In other words, the last issue was 50, came out in 1995, and then it finished up in 2018. So there's a lot of room for me to grow in the Marvel. Fantastic Force. I thought I bought a full run of this not too long ago. But this is something that I would like to trying to type with one hand. It's not very successful. Fantastic Force. I'm missing one issue. I'm missing issue 7. Matter of fact, I am going to complete that. I'm adding that to my queue here. So we're going to mycomicshop.com and we're going to rectify this situation. So, make sure I have Fantastic Force number 7. And it is in my queue. There we go, just like that. So next time I order it, Fantastic Four I was getting at this time. Hellstrom, I think I have a full run of that. Incredible Hulk. Really looking to complete that. Namor, Secret Defenders, pretty sure I have a full run of that. Silver Sable, I have a good run of that, but I need to get back on it. Namor, I need to get there, especially the first arc, the first volume. I was so close. Midnight Suns, we have Blade the Vampire Hunter, Blaze, Doctor Strange, Ghost Rider, Midnight Suns Unlimited, and Morbius, man, they were hitting hard. New Warriors had their own line. Justice for Balance, New Warriors, Night Thrasher, and Nova. Wow. The Punisher was doing Punisher, Punisher Annual, Punisher Batman, Deadly Nights, Punisher Back to School Special, Punisher War Zone, Punisher Journal. So Punisher was kicking ass in the 1994. Amazing Spider-Man line, Web of Spider-Man 117, Amazing Spider-Man. Looks like it was coming out. Well, it's just once a month. Spider-Man. What was actually happening during this time? It was J.M. DeMatteis and Mark Bagley. Spectacular Spider-Man. I think I read these issues fairly recently. Annex? I don't even know what that is. Black Cat, Marvel Tales, and Nightwatch. All under Spider-Man. Solo had a 4-issue miniseries. Spider-Man, the Arcanist Project. I don't know what that is. Spider-Man Magazine. Spider-Man Web of Doom. Venom, Knights of Vengeance. Quite a big line. $20.99 was still kicking on with $20.99 Unlimited number 6. Doctor Doom 2099 22. Ravage 29 23. Punisher 29 2099 21. Ghost Rider 2099. Spider-Man 2099 and X-Men 2099. And then you get into the X-Men. Cable was out. Deadpool was a mini series by Mark Waid and Ian Churchill. Colossus God's Country, like a 64 bookshelf print. Excalibur is 82. Scott Lobdell was writing with Ken Lashley. Sabretooth Classics, while they were reprinting Sabretooth comics. Uncanny X-Men 317. What If 66, Wolverine 86, X Factor 107, X Force 39. So it gives you an idea of what's happening. X Men was on 37. X Men Adventures, based on the cartoon season 2, was out. A lot of annuals. X Men Classic, X Men The Early Years, X Men God Loves, Man Kills. That's probably a reprint. And then you get into the publishers. So Marvel was leading there as the prime. Aardvark Van Cerebus was on 185. AC Comics was publishing strong. They're still around. Adhesive Comics was publishing Too Much Coffee Man. I don't have any of that, but I remember it. Eon Comics. This Dr. Andy looks pretty interesting, at least artistically. They're black and white. Alliance Comics. That's where Dr. Andy's from. They were printing out a lot of number ones. Omega Knight, Factual Illusion, and Dr. Andy. Dr. Andy says this is a humorous story of a brilliant scientist oblivious to the emotions of those around him. He finds his scientific progress impeded by his doting lab assistant Betty, and they show an artistic representation of her, very sexy. Interesting. Alpha Productions, never heard of. Don't probably own anything. Anarchy Press, I own some of those. Antarctic Press was still pushing out stuff. I mean, Gold Digger is probably the one that's lasted the longest for them. They had a book called Tomorrow Man, Night Hunter, Last Rites, Superhero. Anibus Press. Such fascinating stuff. Archie was publishing all the original stuff. They were on issue 429. Betty and Veronica Digest, all that kind of stuff. Archie was still going strong. Blackout Comics, Outbreed 999. I don't, probably don't have that. So a lot of these that, man, I had no clue. Bongo Comics was still printing out comics. They had Radioactive Man and Bartman publishing. I don't see an issue of Simpson Comics coming out. There's that Vampirotica they featured from Brainstorm Comics. Caliber Press, they're still around, but printing reprints of these books. Oh, there's a comic book that could be interesting from them called Renfield, special edition number one. Dracula's rodent-eating sidekick. I'd like to read that. Cry for Dawn was being published. Golly, so much stuff. Clobbering Time was a publisher. They do sign books. Claypool Comics, now they were around for a long time. I think I have a few issues of Deadbeats and Elvira. They were black and white books. Matter of fact, they might still be around if Diamond continued to publish them. They had a strong following. Sorry. The only reason they kind of vanished from the world is Diamond started to put a quota. If you didn't sell like at least 3,000 copies or something like that, they didn't want to carry anybody. So the Claypool was one of the victims to that. Crusade Comics was doing Shy. Dagger Comics, this is the one that I want to complete. I own some of these. They had Drone, Mavericks, The New Wave, Scorpion Corps, Team Anarchy. I want to go back and complete that Dead Universe. They were a universe of continuity type books. Dark Horse Comics, they were doing Aliens, of course, Concrete, American Splendor, which they turned into a movie. Next Men from John Byrne, Madman was coming out, Martha Washington goes to war. So there's things that you've heard about that were published at this time. Badger was being published by them. Grendel Tales, a book called Enemy. Mask, Shadow Empires, Licensed Comics, more Aliens book, a lot of Aliens books being published by them. Classic Star Wars, they had Star Wars Droids, Tales of the Jedi, so Star Wars still publishing from them. Comics Greatest Worlds, Division 13, Barbed Wire, Catalyst, Agents of Change, Will to Power. I think I'm close to getting an entire run of those books. I have to re-audit them. I know on Ghost and Barbed Wire I was really close. X, I probably have everything if I include the trade. So yeah, Dark Horse was publishing a lot. DC was like 0 month. This is when Zero Hour came out in 1994. This is for August of 1994. Action Comics Zero, Adventure Comics Zero, all of this. Anima number Zero, I just completed that recently. Yeah, Batman Zero, Batman Legends of Dark Knight, Aquaman Zero, Damage Zero, that was a launch, Shadow of the Bat Zero, The Dark Star Zero, Deathstroke the Hunted number Zero, Demon Zero, Detective Zero, Fate Zero, that was launched out of this. Green Arrow Zero, Green Lantern, Gunfire Zero, that was new. Guy Gardner Zero, Legion of Superheroes Zero, Justice League Task Force Zero. I have all these books. I think I have every single one of these. Manhunter Zero. I'm just going to talk about the ones that are kind of Primal Force. That came right out of this. Have full runs of those. Starman Zero. That was what launched out of that. A big deal. Starman. Steel Zero. Superboy. All the Superman books. Xenobrood. I just completed. I bought number six, which completed that Doug Munch comic book. And then Star Trek was still being published there, and Next Generation, and Judge Dredd was being published. Looney Tunes, and then Milestone was publishing, just to give you an idea, Hardware was on number 20, Blood Syndicate was on 19, Icon, Cobalt, Shadow Cabinet, Static, Zombie. I got in on all of these. A lot of Vertigo stuff. I'm missing a lot of Vertigo stuff. A lot. I was in and out of Vertigo like nobody's business. The only ones that I'm close to having, I have a full run of Animal Man, a good run of Doom Patrol, but I did sort of drop off around the Rachel Pollack years, and this was the Rachel Pollack years. Invisibles was being published. I know I didn't buy that because I don't. I was like, what is Grant Morrison smoking this time? Sandman Mystery Theater, that one I own most of. Shade the Changing Man, same thing. Swamp Vamps. And then they had trades from DC Top Shelf. This is when Defiant, when Jim Shooter was pumping out Defiant. We had Schism, Dark Dominion, Dogs of War, The Good Guys. I loved Defiant. I thought it was really good. Prudence and Caution, War Dancer, Warriors of Plasm. War Dancer and Charlemagne. I think I have a full run of these. I'm going to audit it now that I have this, just to make sure at least I have all the keys. I'm pretty sure that I have all of Valiant, any company that Shooter did, Valiant, Defiant, and then Broadway. So you had some stuff coming from Express publications like Xander, Galactic Ninja. I'm skipping a lot of the Fantagraphics was publishing a lot of stuff. Scud was coming out. I mean, if you're old like me, these should all sound familiar to you. Fleetway was doing Dread Rules. That was a comic-sized comic. Then they had the 2000 AD, of course. I just recently completed the Judge Dredd comics, but now I'm curious if Dredd Rules, if I had any of that. Because when I was auditing Dread. Huh. Don't know why that's not coming up. I only own issue 7. So that is something I may have to rectify at some point. These covers look amazing. Yeah. And that had 20 issues, so I have quite a ways to go on that. But another thing that looks interesting to me Genesis Comics Phantom Force. Now, this one I really liked, but I don't know if I have every incarnation of it. Phantom Force. I have the image incarnation of it. What is this one? And they're maybe they're not even in my database. That's the only Phantom Force I have. Image publishes 1 and 2. Genesis West publishes 0, 3, and 8. So this is 7. Yeah, I have a full run of that. It just switched publishers. It started at Image. That's why I was confused. Yeah, I have a full run of that. That's good stuff. Yeah, I like that a lot. It was like Kirby-esque stuff. Harris Comics was publishing Vengeance of Vampirella. I have a mixed collection of Vampirella. I don't have a lot from Harris and Chaos Comics. I don't have a lot. Image Comics was doing Liefeld stuff, Bloodstrike, Blood Brothers, Boof and the Bruce Crew. These are ones that I want to add because I haven't gotten him. Brigade, Cyber Force, I have full runs of those. Deathblow, I probably have to finish. Dooms 4, I'm pretty sure I have. I'm gonna check that. That was only like 4 issues. This is making for interesting podcasting. Dooms 4, yeah, I need to get those. I only have the half issue. I must have sent away the wizard, or I have the preview promotional. This is Liefeld stuff. Why don't I have it? Huh. I might add that to my list right now. Because I thought I was getting complete on Liefeld. Hellshock. That was Jim Lee stuff. J. Lee stuff, sorry. The Max was at number 10. Yeah. New Man. I do have a full run of that. Pit. I only have 2 more issues to go. Prophet, I definitely had the Liefeld Platt. I don't know if I have a full run of that. Spawn, I'm working on a full run of that. I'm very, very close on that. Stormwatch, I have a full run. Supreme is probably something I'm gonna jump on at one time. Team Youngblood, I have a full run. Wetworks, I need to work on. Troll, I have. Wildcats, I have quite a bit, but not everything. Youngblood, I have everything. Yeah, so I got quite a bit, but I think I'm gonna go to mycomicshop.com and add some of these books. See, this is rabbit holes that I'm talking about, man. I just can't resist. I'm a nutcase. Lightning Comics, this is another series I want to finish, is Dreadwolf. And complete that Dead Universe. War Party, Dreadwolf. I don't think I have any Razor comics. That was London Knight Studios, but I knew of that. And then, of course, Ultraverse. But Malibu had Brevara line. They had Edge happening, Gil Kane's Edge. They had Breed, Power and Glory, Dreadstar. These are books that I didn't have. in the Star Trek. I didn't collect Deep Space Nine. I might have the first two issues. Mortal Kombat, I didn't get. Bruce Lee, I didn't get. But I have a full run of everything else, and Firearm, Freaks, Hard Case, Mantra, Nightman, Prime, Ultra Force, The Solution, Prototype, Solitaire, Strangers, War Strike, Wraith. I have all of that. So, next comics was the Ninja Turtle type creators owning a publishing line. And they have some interesting books solicited that I might have to jump on. Bioneers, that looks really interesting. Stupid Heroes and Zenitech, I think I have like one or two issues of them. Let's see, Stupid Heroes. Yeah, I have issue one. I knew I had one issue of that. And then let's look up Zenotech. Zenotech, I have issue one, so I must have ordered the first issues and then never gone. Let's see if I have Bioneers. That one doesn't sound familiar to me. Those two, the other two did. Bioneers, I don't have any of them. I don't know if there were three issues, but it shows three issues, but it doesn't have a cover for. I'll have to do some research on that. That looks interesting. There's a lot of things that look interesting to me. New England Comics was doing the Tick. Poison Elves was coming out. Now Comics was coming out. I do want to finish my Mr. T and the T Force. This was 14. I have 1 through 5 and 9. I need to finish that. I would like to finish all my Married with Children at some point. And Green Hornet, of course. But I don't think I'm going to do like the Ralph Snarts and the Speed Racer stuff. And then Ominous Press was doing Brutes and Babes, Mal's Rage, Brutes and Babes, The Death of Pharos, Monument Set. So, those ones I know I don't have. I might have them in reprint now that they're at IDW. Rebel Studios, Night Vision. That was that David Quinn guy, he and Hannibal King. I have some of those. That was a Mature Readers. They had some nasty shit in that. But I'm gonna look that one up just for kicks. Night Vision. Yeah, I have issues 1 and 2. Oh man, the cover's sexy. I can't remember. It was like Faust type books. It doesn't list the cover artist. But David Quinn did do Faust with Tim Vigil. And I should just complete this run. There's only four of them. I'll think about it. And then Revolutionary Comics was doing Rock and Roll Comics. I probably have none of those. And if I do have any of them, I might have a Led Zeppelin because Keith Knudsen sent me one. And I read it actually. It was not good. And I don't usually complain about comics. It wasn't good. There wasn't much to it. The art was terrible. And I just didn't get into it. Maybe if I was like huge Led Zeppelin fan, maybe I would start understanding the story a little bit better. But the Led Zeppelin I listened to was Stairway, Black Dog. I had a lot of those on 8-track. Russ Cochran, this is I have some of these. Russ Cochran was doing Tales from the Crypt. He was reprinting Weird Fantasy, all the EC stuff. That was fascinating. I got into that. The TV show was on HBO. Tops. They have some interesting things I'm not sure I have. Especially like this one. This one is something I'm really interested in if I don't have. The Lone Ranger and Tonto. The reason I'm interested in this is the creative team. Joe Lansdale and Tim Truman. I love these guys. So let's look up Lone Ranger and Tonto. Yeah, I don't have this series. Guess what's going on my order? Yep. That one's definitely a must get just because of the creative team. I was mostly sticking to the Kirbyverse stuff, but I bet you I don't have this next one. Victory. This is Rabbit Holes. I do have Victory, number one. Is this the same book, though? The cover looks different. There's a Victory Image book that looks pretty sexy. Yeah, it says I have it. The cover looks different, though. That's very interesting. Ooh, Triumphant Comics. This is another universe I need to finish. I kind of lost track of them, but the most. One time I was looking to complete them. Chromium Man, that was my favorite. Chromium. It was their most popular, by the way. So I have 1 through 10, and it says there are 15 issues, but I don't think they're listed because they don't have creators there or cover images. So that usually means that they were solicited but never came out. So I'll hit download covers and see if it updates any of them. No, 1 through 10. And then there was the Chromium Man Violent Past. I have that. But let's see Riot Gear. Let's see what I'm doing if I have a full run of that. I know I have some. Riot Gear, I need number 8. And I don't know if 9 through 11 exist because we have the same problem. Well, one way to check is to go to mycomicshop.com and type in Riot Gear and see what they got. Riot Gear. Let's check this out. They end the last issue's 8. I'm adding it to my cart, missing it. Fascinating. Only I could get it for $1.70, and if there might be a discount on it. And then there's Riot Gear, Violent Past. But that one I don't own, so I might just, now that I'm in there, they're added to my cart right now. See how easy that was? We want to look for Dr. Chaos. And this was a flick book. I doubt if I have this one. I do remember having some of this guy. This comic was weird. Sexually weird too, if I remember correctly. I want to revisit this. It was Dr. Chaos. So Dr. Chaos Unleashed, I have 1 through 4, but I don't have 5 and 6. And then he's got, was there any other one? Dr. Chaos number 10. Wonder if it's like in a flip book that doesn't exist. I'm so confused on what. Maybe it's under Company X. Maybe it never came out, that issue. Prince Vandal. These were all sci-fi oriented, by the way. And they had unique serial numbers. So, like, it'd say, this is number 700 out of 2,500 copies. It would tell you right away what it was. Yeah, Prince Vandal, I'm missing 5 and 6. Riot Gear, we just took care of. Scavengers, I need to go back and. Tales of the Royal Jester. Now that doesn't even sound familiar to me. Tales of the Royal. And it's not even listed here. Now that's probably never came out. So maybe they were on the verge of collapse. at this point. It's close to it anyway. And then Valiant was doing stuff. I have all of the Valiant stuff, except for a few here, but they're, I don't consider them something I need. But we have Armorines, Bloodshot 22, Armorines 6, Eternal Warrior 28, Harbinger 35, Geomancer number 2, the Hardcore 24, an interview with Bob Hall, Magnus Robot Fighter number 42, Ninjak number 10, Ninjak Yearbook number 1, Psylords number 4, Ninjak Yearbook 1, Rye 27. Rye trade paperback. I got that one. Secret Weapons 15. I got that. Second Life of Dr. Mirage. I have that. Shadow Man. Shadow Man trade paperback. I probably don't have. I wasn't into the trades at that time. Now I'm triple, quadruple dipping. Solar Man of the Atom 39. Turok Dinosaur Hunter 18. So it gives you an idea of where they were. The Unity trade paperbacks I do have, and that's when number one was coming out. The Valiant Vision, a relist of the Vision starter kit in case you wanted those glasses. Time Walker number one, Exo Man of War 34, and then they had the. This is the books that I don't. I didn't get into the validated Valiant Signature Series. You could have got Chaos Effect Alpha for 25 bucks and Geomancer number one, a signature series. Then there's Village Comics, Vision Comics. I mean, there's so many. Viz was around. If you're into that anime or manga, I don't care about it. And then they went into the best of the rest. But this is the section I want to talk about. Is when we get into the magazines. So look how many comic magazines we had at the time. We had Comic Advisor, they were on number 3. We had Comic Book Collector. We had Comic Buyer's Guide. That one I started buying really late in life before the collapse. It's not my favorite magazine for sure. Comics Journal, I don't have any of that. That was a little pretentious for me. But Wizard Magazine and Hero Illustrated, I was all over, and I'm reacquiring a lot of those books right now. The other thing that was coming out that I had a few of, I mean, trying to find them will be a bitch, but the Overstreet Monthly Guides. Overstreet was putting out a monthly guide for prices. That's how fluctuant the comics and the speculation was on this. It was crazy. There was a fan magazine. Comic Values Monthly. So that Overstreet ones I'm gonna look into. Indie Magazine number 7. Per number 1. I don't even know what that is. Vantage. This one looks really interesting. Matter of fact, I'm going on eBay because this magazine looks like something that I need to investigate because I know nothing about it and I need to know about it. So if we go to eBay and we search for Vantage comic magazine, let's see if we get any hits. Wow, that's a sexy cover. It's a rare Vantage Advisor for women and men. It's got an ass on the cover. Yeah, this might be a hard one to find or track down. So I don't see it there. I do see wizards and stuff showing up. And there is a copy of Overstreet's Fan Magazine number 20 sealed. 375 or best offer. Wow. I don't want to leave that page because that looks like something I want to investigate. Wizard Magazine number 1 is going for 50 bucks. Wow, there's some great stuff. But I'm gonna look for Vantage on So if you're wondering what's in my next mycomicshop.com, a lot of the focus is Sergeant Rock Special, looking to complete that, and the main stuff is Moon Knight. I'm going after completing Moon Knight and my Werewolf by Night. I only need like two Werewolf by Nights, and they're not the expensive ones. So they have a Vantage comic book. This doesn't look like what I see. This might be what I'm looking at. They have Vantage number one and number six. Number six isn't in stock, but number one is there. And if I zoom in on the cover of Vantage, it says Vantage. It looks like a magazine type book. They're talking about Ultraverse, and it says what to invest in, a Jim Shooter interview, Inside Valiant News. Will Legend be the next Image? Man, there's. This I'm adding to my cart. But I'm backing out one, and I'm going to see what this other 1994 one is. Oh, this looks legit. So the other one looks like a newsprint. And this is the Press Retailer Review magazine. I'm putting number one in my cart. Number two in my cart. Number three in my cart. Well, there's a bunch of these. So I think I'm going to add the first four issues and then see what happens after that. So I'm going to want to investigate Mag that. And then the Overstreet. I want to get a couple of those. So you know where I'm coming from. I'm talking to myself, blah blah blah. I wonder if they have Heroes Illustrated. I didn't realize that my comic shop has hero had magazines. Heroes Illustrated. Fanzine, sure enough. That can't be right, though. They only have. I gotta look up the name real quick. It says Heroes Illustrated. Hero Illustrated. Let's try that. Hero Illustrated. Yep, 1993. They got 16 of 27 in stock. I have this one. I know for a fact the first issue had Dr. Mirage on the cover. Two had the Predator on the cover. These were awesome. I wonder if some of these are sealed. It doesn't look like it. Because these had cards in them. This item is not in stock. A lot of these are not in stock. This one has a beautiful prime cover on it. Pit. Oh man. So many polybagged ones. I think I want to do one of those. A very fine polybagged 11P. They used to have multiple covers on these. If I see a polybag another polybagged one, I'd like to get it. Yeah, this is cool shit. Sorry I'm boring you to tears, but I'm having a good time. So there's a lot of comic magazines. It's freaking nuts. It really is. And then you get into the t-shirts and all the other goodies, but I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I think I'm just gonna call this one an episode and I'll title it Advanced Comics. And then the next episode that I record, I will have be back on schedule with questions from listeners, and questions, and that was good. Sunny Delight. I don't know why I like these little bottles that you could get at the grocery store. It's just enough. 70 calories. Yeah, it's a lot of calories for my obesity, but it's a tasty little beverage. But I can only have it like every now and then because it's so damn sweet. It really is. So, I hope you enjoyed that look at Advanced Comics. I didn't intend for it to take me down some of the rabbit holes that it did. Like, do I really need Triumphant Comics? Yeah, I really do. So, I need to go down that path and see if I can. And now that I know I can compare the magazines to eBay, it's going to make things really interesting. Really interesting. Especially with the Vantage and the Overstreet magazines. I was a big thing fanzines, man. When I was growing up and I found out fanzines existed, it blew my mind. And I've always been infatuated with speculation, and that's what Wizard and things were. Even though I don't sell shit, like I don't care to. It just fascinates me. I've always been interested in looking at the top 100 books and going down. That's why I listen to the Mayo Report, because I like to know what the trades are and stuff. I'm pretty fascinated. And it looks like I'm gonna need to rebuild my machine here. So, I think I want to end this episode. Well, there was one other thing I wanted to look at. Ooh, this comic scene lot. There are two bids, and it's 225 for 4 books. 5 books. I'm gonna go in 10. There's 5 hours left. I'm gonna put in a bid for $5 right now and see if I get it. What's shipping? Shipping's kind of expensive, but fuck it. I'm gonna do $5.99. Place bid. Confirm. You're the highest bidder. Let's see what it is now. 325. There's only 5 hours left, so somebody can come and swipe me, but I had these magazines, man. I used to have every fucking comic scene there was, and I got rid of them. Why did I do this? I treated the magazines like they were disposable, and I regret it. And the other one that I didn't have a lot of Mad Magazine, but I had Crazy Magazine because I had a subscription to it, and that was Marvel, and it was Marvel's version of Crazy, and I got rid of all of those. Oh man. I just love fanzines and I spent a lot of time in them. I really did. Comic scene, I just couldn't get it would blow my mind to see what was coming out and stuff, and it was like Christmas. I going through the catalogs and going through previews and going through Advanced Comics and going through and I can't remember, but I'm pretty sure my store got comics from Advanced Comics and not previews. And I don't remember what the delineation was, but I remember a lot of these Advanced Comics before the distributor wars ended. But yeah, we can reach me at mike@comicbooknoise.com. Let me know what you thought of this episode, if it was just too much, or if you like to go down the memory lane of what was coming out in the past. I know I do. But that doesn't mean you like to listen to it. And if people don't care for it, then I won't do that. I'll just do it on my own. But if you like hearing about what was coming out in past years, and then what rabbit holes I go down, you see what happened here is there was a couple of image books that look really tasty to me. And a couple of, I think I'm gonna go for these triumphant ones and finish them. I got close back in the day, and then I kind of dropped the ball on it. It's a dead universe that I wanna finish, and there they are. So I'm gonna jump on that. Probably gonna release this episode fairly quickly. Next episode will be next week. I already have questions for that. I might record it tonight. I don't know. Barb will probably be home at 6:30, so I may record another one. But I'm gonna wrap this one up. You can reach me at mike@comicbooknoise.com. That's my email. Please send an email. Reach me on Twitter at Mike Myers Brunch. Facebook, Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button. What else? The website is geekbrunchpodcast.com. You can just go to the Googles and type Geek Brunch. It will be the first choice to your your. I've tried it. What else is I think that's it. Check out my other podcast, DC Spotlight, on the DC Noise feed with Kyle. Geek Brunch Retrocast, there's a brand new one out with not me, but it does feature Chris and Rob, and they are having a good time. It was a good episode. I really liked it. Especially because Chris was breaking down the history of DC Noise, and I kind of loved it. I mean, DC Noise was really special to me. He kind of said, yeah, Mike started with Eric, and yeah, Eric died of a heart attack. And I recorded with him like just a few days prior, and then he was dead. And I can't remember how I found out. It was like an email. And I can't remember if it was. Oh, his brother. Oh my God. Oh my God. You didn't even want to hear this, but I'm going to talk about it for a brief moment. I was in shock. I got an email from his brother, and I was like, "Is this?" I thought it was spam. I thought it was somebody fucking with me, because Eric had on Twitter like auto posts. So, but I didn't know this. He was like auto posting, like, "Oh, here's our episode of DC Noise." Boom, and then this would come out. But it was kind of like automatic posting. He had something set up where he would do that. And I was like, well, how could he be dead if these posts are coming out? Like, this is just weird. And I had talked to, I guess I ended up he calling him on the phone, and he said, yeah, I'm his brother, and he knows he loves you like a brother, and he got my contact information from his computer. And he let me know what was going on, and I was like, this is unbelievable. And I mean, one of the first things I wanted to do was call Heath Holland, because Heath was good friends, and I kind of let my inner circle know, and I'm like, Eric's dead. I just can't believe it. It was just devastating. I had chatted with his ex-wife. She had talked to me briefly and said, you know, Eric loved his daughter and he knew about you. And man, there was just so much going on at the time. And it was devastating. I almost stopped podcasting for just I just was devastated. I didn't like know what to do. And I thought for a while, I'm just gonna end DC Noise, and 'cause I didn't know what to do with it, 'cause it was very much me and Eric, 'cause DC Noise 1 through 3 was Peter Rios from Comic Geek Speak. He didn't want to do it anymore. We were on the Comic Book Noise, and Eric said to me at Heroes Con when we were there, you know, we need a DC podcast. Let's do this, and we did it, and we had a blast. And then he was gone, and I'm like, what am I gonna do? And I was like, I'm gonna drop it. And I would chat on the forums with Keith Knutson, and I was like, man, me and Keith have this banter about DC Comics. And The other thing that freaked me out is Keith had this laugh that reminded me of Eric, and it would just freak my shit. And so I got a hold of Keith many months later, and I decided that Eric would want me to continue. And then Daryl joined us on a couple episodes, and we were very comic book centric still. And then it morphed into a show that I can't even explain what it turned out to, but we had the best fans ever. When it turned into this unique pile of bullshit, we gained so much fans, and we gained people that left. There was a ton of people that came on and said, "You're providing something unique. It's just three friends sitting on a porch, drinking beer, talking shit." And other people were like, "Where's the DC Comics? You guys are a DC podcast. You used to go over these, and I hate it. I'm gonna drop it." And we kind of just rolled with the punches, and then things led to us not recording as much, and we're kind of dissipated right now. Daryl's doing all his DC podcasts on his own feed. Keith kind of, I don't know, you could kind of gauge the interest. His comic, he stopped reading comics and he started to get toys. And he didn't seem as interested in recording anymore. And I was like, I'm going to keep it alive again. So I'm going to do it myself. And then I hit it off with Kyle. I really did in Mike M's Collector's Corner, and I was like, man, we gotta do this. So I think as long as I exist, DC Noise will exist in some form. And what those guys said in the podcast is they were like, I wonder why Mike didn't just call it DC Noise, because DC Noise was this. And I should have, but I think when me, Daryl, and Keith were DC Noise, we became something very unique. And it was something that we didn't plan on. It just naturally happened. And it doesn't, and it made sense. We were making noise. A lot of DC noise, direct current noise. I don't know what we could call it. It wasn't about comics. It was about three friends shooting the shit. And we'll still get quotes at conventions of people that know the roller skating ring stories, and they know the Burger Time stories, and they know when Keith was drunk and he called Daryl's mom a whore. I mean, they know all this shit by heart. And we had Robert Atkins on, and he's like, I can't believe you just said that. There was just crazy shit that happened. And it was so much fun. And it was, that's what DC Noise was, is I think if I could answer that question, DC Spotlight was always there with me, Eric, Keith, and then me and Kyle. And DC Noise was the uniqueness that the three of us created. I don't know. I can't explain it. Like, there was some kind of weird magic chemistry with that podcast. Because it was a podcast, it was like the Seinfeld of podcasts. It was a podcast about nothing, but it was about something, and I get emotional talking about it because it was a really special thing. I mean, I had never laughed so hard that I thought I broke my ribs one time. I really did. And I would be on the floor and it would hurt, and I couldn't breathe sometimes. I was laughing so hard. And it was kind of a magic chemistry. But anyway, Chris was talking about that on the episode, and the reason I didn't make it was not because I was dropping out of comics like they were teasing, but It was because I was at my nephew's birthday and I couldn't make the podcast, and we spent the night in Boulder. So that was a so check out Geek Brunch Retrocast. That's with those guys. We have Geek Brunch, which was me and Bill, which we're delinquently behind since we both were sick, and this week we're doing another retro, so I'm on alternating weeks, and hopefully we'll get in one or two before C2E2, I'm hoping. We should get three in. If things work correctly, we should have three episodes in before C2E2 happens. And then Mike M's Collector's Corner, I'm going to kick off again, and I need to hook up with Shane once my cold is totally dissipated, and my friend Chris, which it's that is like the complete opposite of Collector's Corner, but it's going to be a Collector's Corner. Yeah, it should be interesting. I'm going to learn a lot from that podcast because he's been writing me, and he told me of everything that he got, he is going to continue on with something, and God, I can't think of which one he is. I don't know his like entertainment. I work with the guy. I don't know like what his entertainment likes are. I don't think I'm going to be able to guess which one he's going to continue with. If I had to guess, I would say Scalped, but we will see. So thank you for listening, and we will talk to you very, very soon, and we'll get back to the a normalcy. But let me know what you think about going into the past and going down rabbit holes and buying stuff. So I'll talk to you again later. I need to reboot my computer. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon. Bye.